My guest is Albert Scaglione, the founder and CEO of Park West Gallery on Northwestern Highway there, just sort of on the edge of Southfield and Farmington Hills and West Bloomfield. Welcome to the program. And where would you say a sophisticated man like yourself, one of the biggest art dealers in the world, would be the best city in America for New Year's Eve?
Oh, man, the best city in America for New Year's Eve. How could it be any place but your hometown, man? Stay home.
No.
I mean, don't go too far. It's like, you know, we want to have fun on New Year's Eve and drink a little bit and party. So I think home is best. I mean, for home, for me, is Mexico every year because I've been there for 30, 35 years, and we live there in some part of the winter for 10 or 20 minutes a year. But anyway.
Here, I thought you were going to say a cruise ship.
No.
New York, New York, according to Wallet Hub, is the number one spot for New Year's Eve, and it's iconic, I guess. But number nine is Miami. I much prefer Miami, having been there on New Year's Eve on South Beach there before, and I know you have special connection to South Florida as well.
Just came from there, Art Basel. That's the subject at hand today, isn't it?
Art Basel is a cool event that takes place in Miami Beach, in fact. And just, if you wouldn't mind, 30 seconds on what it is and why it's such an iconic gathering.
So Art Basel started in Basel, Switzerland. A bunch of inside, really very well-noted art dealers formed a club, a clique, and invited other dealers and people. And it just grew and took off as one of the great, great art fairs in the world for new, novel, special, what's happening today. Move to Miami, where it's actually become bigger than the Swiss event, and that's what's going on. It just ended this weekend. There were more private planes in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hollywood, Miami airports than for Super Bowl, when they had Super Bowl there. Yeah, it's jammed with people.
And what is the headquarter hotel for Albert Scaglione in the Miami area?
Well, I have a home down there.
Oh,
so,
I see.
But we use the E. The E Hotel is really good. The Ritz in Fort Lauderdale is a really good hotel. There's a lot of good facilities on Miami, depending on whether they want to be South Beach or Fort Lauderdale. Two different places, really.
Two different places geographically and also in, you know, figuratively. Those two places are, that's like, one is like being in South America on New Year's Eve every night. And the other one is nice and calm, Fort Lauderdale there.
You hit it. You totally hit it. Well, you know, Fort Lauderdale's not necessarily nice and calm. It's a great place, but it's much more calm, for sure.
I don't imagine Albert Scaglione was up at the Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale by any chance.
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, very good. You're more likely to be up in one of those swank joints on Deco Drive there.
Well, you never know. You never know. But I tell you what, I certainly was interested in the banana on the wall with duct tape for $120,000.
Now, I guess that's art, and you're not joking. Somebody
Maurizio,
bought it?
Here you go. Maurizio Catalan. Now, this guy doesn't make a piece of art until he's 29 years old. He's now about 59. He is... Famous pieces of art include one of a wax statue of Pope John Paul with his staff being hit by a meteorite on its side. Right there, that's one of them. Another was Bitty Bitty Boodoo. Now, that's a squirrel who just shot himself at the kitchen table, but it's a real stuffed squirrel. Then he's got Tiramisu, which is a racehorse that he taxidermied, stuffed, and hung it from the ceiling, and that was another one of his great pieces. This guy is the ultimate outsider's insider. Every important Biennale, for the Venice Biennale, he did 24 or more stuffed pigeons. Might have been 200 stuffed pigeons. I might have that one wrong. I think it might be 200 stuffed pigeons. But he's a real, insider's outsider. His dealer, I got a kick out of his dealer saying, years ago I had to fight collector by collector to make them buy the art. Well, he really did. He really convinced people. It's the exact opposite of my business model. We've got almost 3 million people who bought art. We've got about 50,000 really hardcore, wonderful collectors, and they're all hardcore in the sense that they love art. Our people love art.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide from our selections, which are pretty vast, pretty run off, wide gamut, what's right and what they like and what isn't right. And it's finally, I think, for the first time where the public has been made boss. I don't look at people and say, you're stupid, you have no right to your taste. Why is your favorite color blue? What? Who told you blue could be your favorite color? Don't you know red's in this year?
Well, it's like wine, I guess, in a certain kind of way. And this piece of art called Comedian, was it really a banana duct tape to a wall?
Yeah. And not only that, somebody took it and ate it.
What?
Yeah. A performance artist from New York. He was a smart guy. He grabbed it while people were right there watching him. It was free. Took the table off, grabbed it, ate the banana in front of everybody, and filmed it. So there went the banana.
But somebody paid $150,000 for that piece of art?
Yeah, but the whole concept here isn't really, it's who made the banana, what's the credentials of the person who made the banana. Banana's interchangeable. You put a new one on. It's a whole concept. Exactly. You're starting to catch on to the craziness that's in the world of modern art today. But it goes back to Duchamp. This guy also did something very interesting. He had an exhibition at the Guggenheim in 2011-12. Tremendous exhibition as a young guy. He's only painting for less than 20 years. He gets this great exhibition. After that, he retires. Oh, he comes out of retirement in 2016. Where? At the Guggenheim. What's his exhibition? A gold toilet, which he installs into the plumbing, one that you could actually defecate into, but you don't, and people come and urinate in it.
Okay.
And yeah. That was his exhibition. And it went well. Everybody loved it.
As I understand it, that toilet's been stolen, and nobody even knows where it is. Intriguing. And Albert Scaglione, Park West Gallery, Northwestern Highway in the Southfield area, one of the best art dealers in the world, and a great teacher. Thank you, sir.